Now, I'm joined by Jay Cass, who fuses hip-hop with an array of genres, including pop, R&B and Afro beats. And he's always creating something very unique. And we catch up with Jay Cass every now and again. And we chatted last August when he was talking about his track Celebrate. His brand new release is called Cuban Sunset, which is excellent. And I've been playing it on the show for the last week or two. So it's a very good morning to Jay Cass, finally.
Finally, thank goodness.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. Now, before we talk about music and anything else, you are based up in Yorkshire. You're around sort of like the Sheffield area. What is the weather like today?
It's nice today. I haven't stepped outside. It's, it's nice. From what I can see out my window, it's nice.
All right, so you've got the good weather.
It looks good, even though it was raining last night. But it looks better.
So for people that might not have heard you on the show before, because we've done a couple of catch-ups, because we always like to have a chat with you. You're a great artist and you're very supportive of other people and my radio show as well. So tell us about your start in music and your influences.
Well, I've always had an interest in entertaining. I used to like singing, to be honest, before I became a rapper. But obviously, you know, as young men grow up, you know, I start developing a deeper voice. Then I couldn't reach certain ranges for singing, so I turned to rap. I like Michael Jackson, Tupac. What else do I like? J. Cole, Burna Boy. And I like Bobby Brown as well.
So who inspires you to write now? Who's working with you at the moment that really, this is amazing?
Well, I work with my longtime friend. Well, he's more like my brother, really. Ruel. You would have heard him on Bon Bon. And I sent you a few other tracks of him on it. Well, there's mainly him and a couple of artists from Portugal, such as Salama, and a lady from America called Brianna Marin. And I work with producers like Dream Life, he's from London, and also like for Royalty, there's a producer from Morocco called Ramoun. Sorry, I think I've pronounced his name right.
Yeah,
I get about.
Is there a plan for an EP, an album, or are you going to keep releasing the tracks? And how have they been received, and what sort of radio play are you getting?
Well, we had a bit of a break after the Celebrate project. And so I thought, you know, well, I'll wait till the new year kicks in. Then on the 20th of April, I've got my King of New Yorkshire project being released. And the first track off there is Cuban Sunset. So you'll get the full project in the next 18 days.
What? So it's King of New Yorkshire?
Yep.
Is that under the artist? Is that going to be the artist's name, or is that the...
No, that's the name of the project. It's called King of New Yorkshire Volume 1.
Oh, wow, so that's amazing.
So there's going to be a series of, over the years, there's going to be a number of projects. So there's King of New Yorkshire Volume 1, Volume 2, 3, 4, and so on and so on.
Excellent. And that will have the brand new track, Cuban Sunset.
Yep.
Oh, what's that in the back? Sound like cats in the background. They're not recording, are they?
Yeah. No, it's my cat. She's downstairs nursing the kittens, you see.
We have a regular update from Billy Brown on his cats. He lives locally and
I've been hearing.
Yeah. I'll tell him he's got some competition. So you've got Cuban Sunset. Tell people about the track and how it actually came to be.
I can't remember exactly. I think I just heard the track and sometimes my pen just starts going. You know, when inspiration comes, I never fight it. I just get to writing. And it made me think about, you know, stuff like COVID and people being in lockdown, people, you know, wanting to be free. And, you know, we're caught with so many distractions in this day and age. And I thought it to be a very reflective track. And also there was also some personal elements in there. Like, I wish, you know, we could all just like ride into the sunset, you know, where there's no problems. But unfortunately, we're in a situation where we're faced with trials and tribulations each day. So I thought it's a track more about, looking for a bit of reprieve, so to say.
What is the plan for later this year? I know you were saying about King of New Yorkshire, which is a great idea for a project. But what are you doing? Are you doing festivals this year? I know you did some festivals last year. Is that something that's being planned, or maybe for 2024?
Yeah, well, I've got Tracy Dawkins' new release music. She's on the case for booking for some festivals, but I want people to go to my Instagram page and go and click on the link in my bio, which takes them to my Linktree page, where you can click the link for me to have the opportunity to play at the Isle of Wight Festival.
So I need everybody saw that, yes.
So I need everybody to go over there and click, just give me a vote and then share it and tell your friends and family.
I'm going to share that today on my socials because you're well deserving to be playing there. They'd be lucky to have you, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, yes, they would be. And also, we've got two shows coming up at the end of the month. So I've got one on Friday, the 28th of April, which is Tokyo Red Events Presents Urban Explosion. That's going to be in Leeds. And then on the Saturday, in Leeds again at the Royal Park Cellars, Audacious Events. I put it on a show called Beg to Differ. So I'll be performing with the likes of a rapper called Blackson. He's Italian-English. D. Jiller and D. Free UK, I think is the name. I think I've got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also there's other artists from these like Tex, J. Bravo, DJ KC, 5-5 and the Well. And Tamara.
Tell everybody why it's important for people out there to follow independent artists on their socials and what difference it can make to you.
Well, just a simple like or a comment or a share can make a lot of difference. It's, you know, help us get to reach a wider audience, you know, and show your appreciation for up and coming artists and for their music, you know, because sometimes you don't get the opportunities as we don't get the same pushes like somebody who's signed to a label. So it's important that, you know, we get the grassroots support and to help us to build a foundation, to build a fan base. Like I said, just from a simple like, a comment and a share, it doesn't cost anything. It's very important.
I think I'm going to have that as a little snippet of to play actually in future, that little bit you just said. I'm going to use it as an ident. I'm going to use it.
that is from Michelle.
Thank you. Now I have to say thank you as well, because you're always supportive. I know you're listening to the show when you can, and you always put out like little posts, so thank you ever so much, because it does mean a lot for me as well.
I'm at work, you see. I've got you in my headphones at work half the time.
What, rambling on like I was this morning? God, I haven't stopped so far today. And I do play tracks.
You're a good one.
Yeah, I can play out your tracks.
You're a good one.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll be coming down to London in the next year or two, and then we'll hopefully get you in the studio live, which would be amazing.
Most definitely, most definitely. Oh, can I shout out somebody?
Yeah,
you had them on Friday. Was it Friday? Is it up 21?
21 up, yes. Yes.
21 up, yeah. It was a nice interview I had. I was like, yeah, them guys are good. So everybody go and support them.
Oh, so we're going to play your song to end the interview.
So now then, people, it's Jay Cass. I Eat My Brunch with Michelle Ward, Phoenix FM, and this is Cuban Sunset. So go and download and stream that, because it's available now and all your major digital music platforms. Salute.
No lies, no
ties. Thanks, darling. Take
care. All I want to do is live like the sunrise. Beautiful moments we all live for. Anything that's worth something, you got to dig for. Sunset, no rest. People all over the world, you know we're all blessed. Couldn't understand why fear has got us all stressed. I try to go beyond myself and all this raw flesh. Mind state, mind's great. Growing up in a war zone where crime hates those trying to excel just so they survive. Rates. Who's that knocking on door? Wanting that prize. Wait, no fear.